Student jazz musicians have likely come across the name Dean Sorensen. His jazz curriculum books have been published by Chos Music and played in schools across the globe. Dean is currently the director of jazz studies at the University of Minnesota, and he has composed and arranged music for many ensembles, including the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the U.S. Air Force Band, and the Minnesota Orchestra. I got to talk with Dean about how he makes music fun and playable for younger jazz players.
Writing for young students, of course, is a challenge because you've got, you know, certain technical things that they simply cannot do. And to me, the challenge is making something fun and playable within those constraints and something that they can sound really good on and feel real good about. In terms of how do you make it fun, I like to make sure that everybody has the melody at some point. I'm a trombone player. I spent years in bands and orchestras playing nothing but backup chords and backbeats and marches and things like that. And so make sure that everybody gets a chance to play the tune. Keep things as rhythmically energetic as I possibly can get away with. And believe it or not, coming up with a goofy title makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Like I came upon over at the Old Science Museum in St. Paul, there was a sculpture of an iguana outside the building. Oh, yeah. And there was a sign on the wall that said, "Please don't climb on the iguana." And I thought, well, what a perfect tune title that is. And so I wrote a song called "Please Don't Climb on the Iguana." It was kind of a funky rock sort of thing. I got more positive messages from directors and students who had heard that simply, and I'd ask them to sing the song. Well, how's the song go? Oh, I can't remember. But the title was really cool.
I was going to ask you about Christie's Waltz.
Sure.
I really enjoyed that piece.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
Christie is my stepdaughter, and I had wanted to write something for her for quite some time, and she's playful, she's fun, she's positive. I wrote that a number of years ago, but she is still all those things, even now that she's in her 20s. But that's, you know, she was really the inspiration to that.
Would you at all be interested in playing the melody to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Trombone?
Yeah, sure I can. Rhythm are the driving forces. And if you're going to connect with audiences, I think strong melodies are really, really important. Most people are not going to want to listen to super sophisticated harmonies. That's kind of a trained composer geeky kind of thing, I think. And, you know, if the rhythm gets too complex, then a lot of people can't really follow it either. And so melody is really something that everybody can hang their hat on. And if I'm walking out of a concert and people are humming things that I've written, that's probably the best compliment that I can get.
Thanks to Dean Sorensen for chatting with me. If you'd like to hear our full interview, visit composerquest.com/Dean. You can also visit deansorensenmusic.com, and that's Sorensen with an O at the end. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For KFAI, I'm Charlie McCarron.